with the record inflation rate since the 80s. I just would like to see if that's been translating to a lot more demand at the food bank.
Yeah, the record inflation is definitely impacting households, and it's impacting our demand. Last year was a record year for our food hamper distribution at 14,229. And this year, as of the end of May, we're up 19.7% over last year.
19.7% over last May?
Over last year entirely. No, it's year over year. So last year was a record year. And so far, as of the end of year to date, as of the end of May, we're up 19.7% over last year's records.
Got it. So just in this past month of May, it's 19.7% over last year as a whole.
Yeah, May itself was a 28% higher, but overall, the year to the end of May is up 19.7% over last year's records.
I see. Overall, until the end of May, is 19% over last year as a whole.
You got it.
Got it. And May, you said itself, 28% jump?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So this is certainly some challenging times for a lot of families in particular, I would imagine.
Exactly. When those who were, maybe managing on their own and then get hit with higher gas bills, higher grocery bills, everything's kind of gone up, it's really starting to impact them. We are seeing, like I said, a significant increase this year than what we've seen in the past. And we're making records on old record, on records kind of thing. So this isn't just a bump that we've, we're up a little bit. We're up a lot over a record year last year.
Would that be presenting challenges to meeting this increased demands?
Potentially. So far, we're managing to meet it all. I'm not sure where the growth is going and what that's going to look like.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
For sure. So at this point, you're still being able to meet the demands of the community.
Yes, we are.
Okay, good news, for sure.
Yes, that's the happy news.
And yeah, but I mean, if this is a continued trend, this definitely could present some significant challenges down the road, I would imagine.
Yeah, we had planned on a fair amount of inflation just based on information we'd received from Feed Ontario, our Ontario Association, and Food Banks Canada, our Canadian Association. So we had kind of planned for a decent inflation level or increase, I should say, but the actual demand has kind of shocked us that it's this high.
And if people who
someone else to say it's an unprecedented high, it's truly
unprecedented. Thank you. Yes. And if people want to help out, have the means to help out, what's the best way that people can help out the food bank right now?
Great. So if they want to help out, if they want to do a monetary donation, it's quick and easy on our website, kingstonfoodbank.ca. And if they want to donate food, we've got a contactless donation bin at our back door at 140 Hickson, Monday to Friday during business hours. And many grocery stores across town have our bins as well if they want to drop something in one of those.
Excellent. Dan, thank you very much for sharing today. Is there anything else you would like to touch on before we wrap up?
If you could also add this, if there's anyone in the community that has a need, please call us, 613-544-4100.